questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, I have a very special guest speaker, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to thank all the listeners to be part of this session, inshallah.
Inshallah. All right. According to some Islamic narrations, and so many Islamic narrations has talked about the type of the worshipping of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was among the best worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much concentration that nothing could distract him from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to an extent that say that when he was injured by a spear or an arrow, in prayer, they could take out the arrow out of his feet, okay? So without making him unconscious. Because, why? Because he was so much drowned in worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could not be distracted easily. This is one aspect. From the other side, we have one ayah of the Holy Quran, I think it is ayah 55 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which talks about a person who, when he's bowing down in prayer and salat, gives charity to the poor in a mosque. So isn't it a kind of distractor for a person like Imam Ali? So many of the exegetes of the Holy Quran say that this ayah was revealed on the action of Ali ibn Abi Talib when he was in mosque, okay? So how these two come together, taking out the arrow or the spear out of the feet of Imam Ali alayhi salam when he was in war, and now intentionally giving charity, doesn't it distract Ali from, for example, being drowned in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Okay, so to reply this question, yes, we'll go through like the event of the arrow
first
and
event,
towards
yes,
the
yes.
Giving of the ring. It is mentioned in Nahjul Sharh of Nahjul Balagha that during the Battle of Siffin, Amirul Mumineen Ali alayhi salam used to spread his prayer mat between two rows of fighters and performed the prayer. Even as arrows rained from all sides, the battle continued to rage.
Okay.
He had not a slight fear of those arrows. Even after completion of prayers, he did not leave his place before reciting the additional supplication and devotion.
Okay.
Allama ibn Abi al-Hadid writes that Ali was so habitual in recommended prayers and performed such lesser prostrations that his forehead began to resemble the knee of the camel.
Yes.
As we know that when the camel sits down,
yeah,
every time, there's a kind of flesh that comes
right
over,
okay,
it,
okay,
of which it needs to be removed for perfection of the work. He used to be so much engrossed in prayers that he became absolute oblivious of everything else. He became aware of what is going on with his namaz. He,
yes,
was that much absorbed.
Yes.
So much so that he was not even aware of his body.
Yes.
It is mentioned that once an arrow pierced his foot, but it was very painful to him if someone tried to remove it. So they were advised to wait till Ali alayhi salam was, mm-hmm, engrossed in prayers.
Yes.
Thus, when Ali was praying, the people removed the arrow and Ali was hardly aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Wahidi in his tafsir has related from Ibn Abbas that Ali had 4 dirhams and nothing beyond that. He gave in a charity, a dirham at night and dirham during the day. Another one he gave secretly, another one openly, where Allah talks in the Quran and says, as for those who spend their property by the night and the day, secretly and openly.
Yes.
Surah Al-Baqarah,
okay,
verse, yes, 274.
Okay.
Thalabi has written in his tafsir as well that Abu Zar Ghaffari narrated that one day he was praying with the Messenger of Allah when a beggar came to mosque soliciting alms, but no one gave him anything.
Yes.
Here, before I continue, I would like to say that with the verse that we found about charity, we know that Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, even though he was engrossed in prayers and he is very much deep in praying, at the same time, he had a lot of love in giving out charity, and he would give charity in any matter. Anyone that wants something, there is no way Ali could deny it.
Yes.
He would give him, even if it means like him staying hungry, to give it to someone who asked it.
Okay.
Amirul Mumineen also was praying, but he indicated a small right finger.
Yes.
of his right hand, on which he was wearing a ring, and gave the ring to the beggar.
Okay.
Then thus the Almighty Allah revealed the following verse: only Allah is your guardian, yes, and his apostle, and those who believe,
yes,
those who keep a prayer and pay poor rate while they bow. When the prayer finished, the Prophet ﷺ extended his hand toward the heaven and said, my God, Allah, my brother Moses supplicated to you and said, O Lord, expand my breast for me and make my affairs easy to me and loose the knot from my tongue. They may understand my word and give to me an aider from my family,
yes,
Harun, my brother. There then came a revelation to Moses. We will strengthen your arms with your brother, and we will give you both an authority.
Yes.
Oh my God, I am Muhammad, thy prophet and thy chosen one. Expand my breast for me and make my affairs easy to me. The same thing that Hazrat Moses,
yes,
Prophet Moses requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give me an aider from my family.
Yes.
Ali alayhi salam, and back me up with him.
That's right. We have a prophetic hadith that Ali to me is like Aaron to Moses. You know, this is the famous hadith by Prophet Muhammad, that the place and the status of Ali to me is like that of the Aaron to Moses. But the case is that now, is it at all recommended, and can the people do so? Any individual, for example, you are in Salat, you are in Namaz and praying, and all of a sudden a beggar comes to you and you help him. I said, okay, Ali did so we can do it so. Is it possible?
Yes.
Doesn't it, for example, violate your prayer or salat or something?
So that is what I'm coming through. It is very interesting to know that, it does not invalidate prayers by doing so. And here it's when he said his ritual prayers, Ali paid no heed what was going around him, and he was concentrated in prayers. It is quite possible the person, Imam Ali, he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the poor came, if Ali wanted to be distracted at the same time, he wouldn't wait for the poor to wait and complain to Allah that I came to your mosque to ask for alms and nobody gave me. Till it reaches at that point. So Ali was engrossed in prayers.
Yes.
It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this capacity of attaining him and giving the attention towards the beggar.
Yes.
Because he was so much engrossed in prayer with Allah, was Allah's intent for Ali to give the attention to the beggar, and therefore raise out his arm and give the ring to the beggar. Where it is saying that what invalidates the formal rules of prayer is, according to Shiite and Sunni Muslims, faqih, is making kathir, major moves.
Major moves, that's right.
Minor gestures do not invalidate ritual prayers. In a section under the title Minor Moves in Prayers, Abu Bakr Jassas discusses the Quranic verse in question in his book Ahkam al-Quran,
yes,
and says, if the Quranic verse refers to giving sadaqah while bowing down in prayer, this means that minor motions are permissible while performing prayers. These reports are about some of the minor moves that made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time as well, while he was performing prayers, such as touching his beard, pointing to something, and so on.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
About the reason for the revelation, of this ayah of the Holy Quran, so many exegetes of the Holy Quran from both the Shias and the Sunnis believe that this incident referred to the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Imam Ali alayhi salam used to read out this ayah very much when referring, for example, to his own status. After Qadir Qom event, also this has been a status. The most outstanding companions and Sahaba of Prophet Muhammad also narrated this story and the revelation very much, referring again to the highest status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say that it was after this infaq, this angushtar, this ring was given to the beggar, that Prophet Muhammad has said, "Man kunta maula fa aliyun maula." Okay, the sentence was first given on that occasion, and then the sentence was given on the Ghadir Khum event. So, all in all, this ayah of the Holy Quran referring to the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and there are so many other verses and the ayahs in the Holy Quran that refer to the highest status of not only Imam Ali alayhi salam, but his offspring, I mean his Ahlul Bayt. So Ayatul Tathir, for example, Ayatul Mabadda, and so many ayahs, you know, of the Holy Quran, Ayatul Ikmaluddin, all these ayahs in the Holy Quran refer to the highest status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the great, but the case is this, the important point is this, that how yuqimuna salat and giving zakat are coming together. You know, we know that salat is the most important pillar of Islam. So how is it that behind salat comes the concept of zakat? Can you talk a little bit about this, the importance of these two coming together? Okay.
Okay.
Next to each other.
So here Allah wants to say that even though you are doing your namaz,
mm-hmm.
zakat is important to expect in a human being's life.
Mm-hmm.
That everything that you do in namaz,
yes.
after that, a lot of verses that comes after salat and zakat is in accordance to completion of one of it towards okay. the other. So once you finish namaz and give zakat,
yes.
you see? For example, we have a lot of similar verses. Kulu washrabu.
Mm-hmm.
There are other verses like eat and do this, eat yes. and do that.
Okay.
So according to great scholars, they say that it's after completion of eating, okay,
yes.
the advancement or what it's talking to the verse, like do something, eat, do this, eat, do that. It's not in the same. Even the verses of Salat and Zakat,
yes.
they are mostly regarding Salah as a completion, then Zakah as
yes.
the second stage.
Okay.
But the thing that we find in this verse
yes.
Regarding giving Zakat,
yes.
it's not in two different stances
mm-hmm. yes.
that once Salah is over, okay. then give Zakat.
Yes.
This is you could say, a miracle of this verse, that
yes.
Zakat is implemented in Salah.
In Salah.
At,
or
Salah
at the same
in
time.
The question.
Yes, yes.
Not
yes.
like after
okay.
Salah is
yes.
over, then do another kind of act.
Yes. On the
within.
Same spot at the same time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Within okay. that same phase.
Yes.
Of which, even if there are verses, you will find this one to be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it has Salah and Zakat in the same, but it does not denominate Salah, then Zakat after Salah is over.
So how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly in this ayah refers to the concept of Wali, that your Wali is Allah, His apostle, and what? And the faithful people who do so and so. Referring
so
to Imam.
After this verse was released, the Holy Prophet advanced
yes.
and said this verse was released for Ali alayhi
salam. In praise of Ali alayhi salam.
And when he says like that, it's not like God is saying that your guide is Allah and
yes.
His Prophet
okay.
and anyone who gives ring at the time
yes.
of prayer. What he's saying is Allah and Prophet is known, that
okay.
Allah is Allah, Prophet is Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet
sallallahu
Muhammad,
sallam.
That's right.
He was trying to identify Ali by not mentioning his
okay.
name and saying what he did.
Yes.
That will be ascribed to him till the day of Qiyamah of this. Because
right.
there are a lot of people that came after Amirul Mumineen and tried to do the same
yes.
incident, but they were not successful.
That's all right. And when we say raka'un, you know, we are using the plural, isn't it? Expressions in order to identify who are these people. According to so many exegetes, it may refer to the progeny of Ali alayhi salam, the Ahlul Bayt too, because this has been the habit of so many of the next imams of the next generations of Ali ibn Abi Talib to give charity when in salat, okay? So that's all right. Allah explicitly has explained
yeah.
who is the wali and who has to be followed in the Holy Quran. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding Ayah 55 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And is it in contradiction with distracting Ali in prayer or in Salat, as it was, for example, said in Nabard Safin, in Safin battle, you know, the arrow was taken out of the feet of Ali alayhi salam without noticing it. So how is it that with notice and with attention, Ali intentionally does this even in prayer? It was a nice elaboration from your side. Thank you much, Brother Swag.
Thank you.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن.